This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the greenbacks
tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. Broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Got a call-in number if you'd like. We'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. There's a link to instructors on the website, USAPrepares.com. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Justin is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. John Reagan's with us. Welcome, John Reagan.
Good morning, Vincent. Can you believe we're already half past November?
Hey, John, it was freezing cold at the farm last night. You know, I don't like it. And this morning I was out there putting wood in the outdoor wood stove before the broadcast, and the sky was overcast horizon to horizon to horizon to horizon. Everywhere you look, it was just total overcast. 100% overcast. You know, John, I was thinking about the cold in cars. Now, tonight we have a meetup, but I'm encouraging anyone who might be putting him or herself at risk to not come to the meetup because of the cold. I took some heat about this probably a couple of years ago when I said, don't come to the meetup because of the extreme cold, and it was, you know, there are people who said, hey, Vinny's afraid of a little cold. No, Vinny's not afraid of a little cold. Vinny's just cautious. And there are people who come from multiple states. We probably hit three states around here when we have a meetup. And I really don't want anybody to come to a meetup to learn about preparedness and survival and end up in harm's way. You know, when you drive your, or when you operate your vehicles in cold weather, the parts are really tested. For example, when you start your car and it's really cold and the car's been cold, the oil pressures really climb. And you could, you know, it's easy to hit that steering wheel. Just turn it a little bit when you first start up that car in the cold weather, and that puts extreme pressure on all the seals in your hydraulic steering system. You can hear the steering system groan. So if you're going to start your car, and if it's cold, you might want to start it and let it idle for a couple minutes before you take off. Seriously, don't race the engine. And the seals will last longer, and your car will be less likely to leak fluid out the steering system, the engine, the transmission, and so forth. And if you think about it, so check the accessory belts, check your coolant and antifreeze. And batteries fail now. This is the time when batteries fail, because it takes a lot more current to start a cold engine with thick, cold oil than it does a nice warm engine. So batteries produce less current, less starting current when they're cold. and the engine requires more starting current when it's cold. So it's a double whammy. And this is why you find that batteries fail most during cold weather. You may want to pick up a hydrometer, and you can test the individual cells of your automotive battery and find out if any of them are low on electrolyte. And what you do is, if they are, I would wear goggles and gloves and protect your eyes, because you're working with sulfuric acid. And if you do have to add fluid to your battery, you want to use distilled water, not tap water, distilled water from a very clean container. John Reagan, it's really cold where you are in Dallas, right?
Yeah, I decided to see what averages were. And for November, we're supposed to be from the 40s to the 60s. So today's high is actually what our low should be. And I went looking, and January is the coldest month for Dallas. And that's supposed to be from the mid-30s to the mid-50s. And we're 10 degrees below that today. And we still got over a month to go before the first day of winter.
Right. And, you know, we need to also check our tire pressure. Since you're talking about this, what happens as the tires are subjected to cold temperatures, they lose pressure, okay? And when they lose pressure, the tires become flatter. So check your tire pressure and bring them up to what your vehicle recommends, at least. Now, I do something a little different. If the tires are rated for 44 pounds per square inch cold, I will bring them up between 40 and 44. And that's because I would like to have my tires keep the car as tall as possible and reduce the fuel consumption as much as possible by reducing the rolling resistance. That's me. But my car is a car that I might put 44 pounds in that will have a recommended maximum tire pressure of 44. The car itself might recommend 30 pounds per square inch. But I like to bring them up because I like to get more miles per gallon. But you get a harder ride. That's the price you pay for more miles per gallon if you increase your tire pressure. Just an aside of what I do. So, John, where do you want to start? TheFinancialStateOfTheUnion.com, TheFinancialStateOfTheUnion.com. I'm at the News tab. Where should we start?
Well, first off, you probably want to put on your seatbelt.
Oh, no.
You might even want to use the second or third one. It is unbelievable what we're going to be going through today.
Okay.
The first section I've entitled, We've Been Groupered. I would imagine many of you already have heard about the MIT economist, Jonathan Gruber, who was in on Obamacare, and there have now been six videos discovered last week where he's talking about the lack of transparency and stupid voters which allowed this to happen. Now, I got to thinking, you know, that it wasn't the Republicans that voted for this, so I don't think you can blame the stupid Republican voters. I think he's talking about the stupid Democratic voters. So maybe the party should be renamed the Democrats.
Yeah,
and maybe we should rename the act Dumbamacare.
Well, John, I know some dumb Republicans. I was at a Republican crime syndicate meeting several weeks ago, where they were talking about, let's increase the tax in Missouri, sales tax, 0.375, so we can have E911 service in our little county. Now, we already had E911, okay? We just paid another county to do it for us. So you dial 911, it goes to another county, they do the dispatching. Well, no, can we have that? Absolutely not. No, we want to spend two or three times as much so we can have our own, right? That's what we want to do. And these were Republicans who voted for it. And I'm sure Democrats voted for it also. We're all dumb.
Yeah. And I did not list any of the links for the six videos. I just put up two articles. The first one, apparently it's very lucrative to sell out your country.
Well, look at Barry. Barry's doing it. Barry's a pretty clever guy in some respects, okay? He runs with a guy named Joe Biden, okay? Joe Biden is number two. He's number two, but he's number one in line should something happen to Barry. Who in their right mind would want Jumpin' Joe, the plagiarist Biden, as the guy at the helm of the good ship United States of America? The articles that I read over the weekend say that he's two floppy shoes short of a clown suit. That's how they describe the vice president of the United States of America. He's two floppy shoes short of a clown suit. And they're absolutely right. He's a buffoon. So, all right, please continue.
Anyway, Gruber's billed the federal and state governments for at least $5.9 million for advice.
Yeah.
Very profitable, apparently. And you may not be hearing about this on mainstream news. And the second link I've got there talks about news organizations' ties to the White House. And they've got a graphic in there. The CNN president is married to Hillary Clinton's deputy secretary. You've got the CBS president, brother of a top Obama official. And you've got the ABC president as a sibling to Obama's special advisor. You know, mm-hmm. So it's if you wonder why we're not getting any kind of bad news about our dear leader, I think that explains it.
Well, so CBS, CNN, and ABC in your second link on the financialstateoftheunion.com in the news tab shows news organizations tied to the White House. So CNN's president is tied to the White House. CBS's president is tied to the White House. ABC's president is tied to the White House. It doesn't leave much. Just leaves NBC. And there may be some ties there that aren't listed. But if you think about it, who watches the mainstream news anyway? Why would you? It's the same stories. And you wonder why? Why would that be? Because the presidents of CNN, CBS, ABC all have ties to the White House. John Reagan, Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Seth's got a meetup tonight. Meetup at Jimmy's Egg. It's on the battlefield in Springfield, Missouri. But please, if there's any risk at all for you traveling to Jimmy's Egg, now please don't come, because I really don't want anyone to be hurt, injured. You know, other people can run into you. There can be an automobile failure. You could have a car that won't start. You can hit some ice. It's pretty cold. So, yes, we're going to have a meetup tonight. Jimmy's Egg. And Andrew's going to be on stage. He's going to be talking about farming for profit. And that's tonight, Jimmy's Egg, 4:45 to 8 p.m. Information on the website. John Reagan, what's next?
Fudge. In the financial section,
I saw this last week, and I thought, I can't believe it. They're actually reporting this. Now, please continue.
Now, the report: state budgets fudge numbers to hide massive debt. And we've talked about this at the national level, but the states have problems too, particularly with their retirement accounts. And this report from a think tank called State Budget Solutions says that these unfunded liabilities amount to nearly $5 trillion although the states supposedly say that it's only $2.7
trillion. Mm, yeah.
So, you know, it's not just the federal government that is not giving you the full financial picture.
John, you used to have a job. I used to have a job. And a number of people who are involved in USA Prepares have had jobs over the years. What would have happened to you, seriously, if you were off 10% in your budget? What would happen?
Well, as the level positions that I had, I would have been fired. However, if I'd been CEO, I would have been rewarded handsomely.
Really? Years ago?
I mean, look what happens when CEOs screw up companies. They get millions of dollars for that.
Yeah, yeah. I've seen elections for board of directors members. I can't believe how dumb the people are who vote for the board of directors. I can't believe it. And the board, the officers serve at the pleasure of the board. It's really, John, I used to work for a company that I would call a blame-finding company. And this company was in financial trouble. Not our division, but corporate headquarters was in financial trouble. The CEO made a huge mistake. And it cost the rest of the division's employees. Because this mistake had to be paid for somehow. And the way you do is you get rid of employees. That's the fastest way to do it, especially in banking. Well, we became a blame-finding organization. No one wanted to raise his or her head up. What I mean by that is no one wanted to be noticed. Because if you were noticed for any reason, whether it be a good reason or a bad reason, you were likely to be selected for being fired that week. Because you were noticed. So everybody kept his head down except for blame. What they did was if something went wrong, it wasn't their fault, they'd blame somebody else so that person would get fired instead of us. It's amazing. So instead of working together to right the ship, it became every man and woman for himself. And that's what I see today. That's what I see today. It's every man and woman for himself. And it's getting worse. Another thing I noticed, John, today, is that it's getting harder and harder to buy parts. I don't know if it's just me, but it seems like I'm having a real tough time finding the things that I need to replace broken items. Like on a Dodge truck, all I need is a grommet. And I can't get a grommet on the fuel housing that's under the hood. Well, I can get one used, and it's $1,200 to replace a 50-cent grommet. We'll be right back.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys 3-square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorites. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126-serving 3-square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and 3-square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.
I am so excited. My Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle just arrived. I bought it from Guns80.com. I've wanted an 80% AR-15 ever since my buddy Mark got his. I just had to have one. And when I was on the website at Guns80.com, Not only did they have a great deal on the Ghost ARs, but I also found lots of other really cool stuff. And they're 80% specialists. At Guns80.com, they have a great selection of pistol kits and rifle kits. All of them can be legally shipped straight to your front door. 80% lowers and jigs starting at $50. 80% rifle kits, $500. Everything you need to build an AR in your home, all at Guns80.com. Cool part, 100% legal in most states. So, get your AR-15 today. I got mine. Now it's your turn. Go to Guns80.com. I can't wait to get mine built. Get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns, the number 880.com.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take Longevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, or other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for every day use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010, 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Hey, John, it's great. You know, last night I was looking to get some supplies for the farm that I absolutely do not want to be without. You know, we use a four-wheeler here. We have Mrs. Finelli and I share a small four-wheeler. It's a 250cc Kawasaki Bayou. And we go to check the cows. And, you know, we've got round trip, typically a couple miles round trip just to go see if the cows are there. Sometimes it's a little farther so we can hop on the four-wheeler. It's the best way to get there. It's uses the least amount of fuel, it does the least amount of damage to the fields, it can get in and out of the tight areas, so it's I can bring a salt lick. I've got a milk crate on the back, and I can put a salt lick, a 50-pound salt lick on the back of there and just take it to them, or bring a battery for the electric fence. So I use it all the time. I mean, every single day. It's not like it's a toy. It's a tool. Anyway, so I wanted to buy some tires for this thing, and so I was doing some searching on the Internet. Now, everywhere I go, wouldn't you know it, there are tire ads in front of me everywhere I go. And they even know what size I'm looking for. Isn't that amazing? Have you experienced that, John?
Yeah, all you have to do is go to the website, and all of a sudden you're seeing it over and over again.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So here are those tires that I'm looking for. What's next on the on our educational schedule for today?
Well, as big as that story about the states was, this next one's even bigger, and it's not even the biggest story that I've got today. Deleting money. And this comes out of, we had the G20 in Australia, and it's saying on November 16th, which was yesterday, the G20 will implement a new policy that makes bank deposits on par with paper investments. Now, we've talked about money before as part of the financial state of the union. There's a narrow definition and a broad definition. The narrow definition is basically the stuff that you can hold in your hand. The broad definition includes these depository accounts, checking, savings, money markets. So it looks like we're going to be faced with a choice of we either have the paper stuff in our hand, which more and more is being confiscated by police departments as part of civil asset forfeiture, or you put it into a bank where you have no protection, and now it's not even counted as money.
John, you know, I'm really stunned as I think about this. We've known for a long time, at least those who pay attention to the alternative media, that those dead presidents, green pieces or white piece of paper with green and black ink on them, actually multicolored now, and it's not money. We know that. But to actually read it, it's pretty frightening. So I guess we could hedge our concerns by transferring some of that, those digits, into gold, silver, and tangible items. And that's what I've done. I've done it for years. Bob Chapman said to us many years ago on this broadcast, the late, great Bob Chapman, only have 30 days worth of cash and funds in your account to pay your bills, because it could all disappear overnight. It could be confiscated. The system could collapse. And he advocated gold, silver, and gold and silver related assets and tangible items. As a matter of fact, our family communicated with him, and our son wanted to know if he should take all the money that he had and buy a gold coin with it, or buy a cow. And Bob Chapman said, get a cow. And that cow, over the years, has turned into probably four cows. So that'd be the equivalent of 400% return. He was absolutely right. John, this is terrifying. You know, it really is. What do you suggest we do about it?
Well, it's really the reason we're here. We know things aren't going to keep going the way they are. And the only thing that really makes sense is to be prepared the best you can so that you have food, water, and shelter for you and your loved ones.
Yeah. You know, John, I was out this morning, as I mentioned previously, putting wood in the outdoor wood furnace. And I am painfully aware of what's around me. I literally am. I remember feeding the cows. And I was on this 40 horsepower international tractor. And it was an open cab. And I had a t-shirt, a shirt, a sweatshirt, and coveralls on, you know, from a suit from the my ankles all the way up to my neck with a collar, and I had a thermal cap on, and I had goggles on, and I had gloves on, and I had a jacket on top of that, and it was freezing cold. It was maybe 10 degrees, and I was out in the wind for about an hour feeding the cows, unrolling hay for them. And the freezing rain, snow was coming down, hitting my face, and I was literally frozen. And the thing that came across my mind was those politicians saying that they're fighting for us. And I was thinking, I'll bet they're warm. You know, the toughest thing they have to do is start that car, wait for it to warm up, drive into a nice heated facility where they have servants waiting for them. They have meals being prepared for them. And they tell us they're fighting for us. They have no idea what work really is. And I think about these guys are telling us what to do. Then I thought about cash for clunkers. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard of. Why? Because they, you know, when we had this problem with our vehicle. We have a diesel truck, a 1999 Dodge diesel truck. It has almost 300,000 miles on it. We use it every day. It developed a fuel system leak where two wires come out of a grommet in the fuel system. And the replacement part should be 50 cents. At a dealer, it would probably be $4. But they don't make it anymore. They haven't made it for years and years and years. The replacement assembly is $1,200, which is crazy. It's absolutely crazy. The whole truck isn't worth 10 times that. Cash for clunkers has destroyed the used car parts market. We took perfectly good vehicles that had plenty of other parts that were good, and we crushed them, and we destroyed them. We took them off the market so you couldn't sell the engines. We literally destroyed the engines. And I wonder what any aliens that might be around would look at us and say, what a bunch of jerks they are. They took perfectly good, usable, salvageable engines. And they deliberately blew them up. And then they put them in dumpsters. What a bunch of jerks. And who was leading this charge? That'd be Barry. Barry and the Bozos. Really? I'm so angry, I can't stand it. I can't stand it. You know, we reuse everything we possibly can here at the farm. There's nothing we don't reuse. Even the ashes that come out of the wood stove, we spread around in the garden and on the yard. We reuse them. We reuse everything we possibly can. Rags. Old blue jeans that are shredded, you know, that are beyond being in style, that are absolutely worn to the point where the knees are gone, rips everywhere. Okay, we don't wear them anymore. They go into rags that we use when we work on the vehicles. And then, because they have oil on them, there's BTUs in them, and we can put them in the wood stove and turn them to heat. It just makes me crazy when I think about what our government has done. Hey, let's take vehicles and let's destroy them. What a great idea. And people rallied around it, and those jerks in the media that said, hey, this is a good thing. This is good for the economy. We're going to destroy vehicles so you can buy more. More vehicles that are hard to fix. Each vehicle you get is harder to fix than the last one. As the newer vehicles come out, they require more and more computer controls, more and more computer expertise to fix them, expertise that you and I don't have because we don't have the computers to fix the vehicles. So we're forced to go to the dealer. You know, if you want to buy an engine control computer, you can go buy one, if you can find one, in a junkyard. And then you have to bring it to the dealer to have them program it to turn it on so it'll work in your car. You went and bought a used part, go to put it in your car, and your car won't start. Because it has to be reprogrammed for your VIN, vehicle identification number, for your vehicle. Can you imagine that? Back in the 60s, in the 70s, no one was talking about that stuff. No one said, hey, listen, what a great idea. Look, what we'll do is we'll make it so that if you have to buy a part for your car and you want to get it not from the dealer and not from the aftermarket, but you want to get it at a junkyard, we'll make it so you have to bring it back to us, the dealer, the manufacturer, to turn it on. And we'll charge $75 to $150 bucks to do it. Mercedes charges about $300 for an oil change. That's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. By the way, if you have an ML320, Mercedes ML SUV 320, and your light comes on that says that you have a brake problem, if you want, you can go to Rock Auto and get the part for about $7. It's a brake light switch. You put it on yourself. It takes about 10 minutes. Back to you.
Well, we didn't get to Spy Tech last week.
That's my favorite. My favorite.
So take a breath during the break and we'll get right to it.
Captain John Reagan, and I will be right back. Boy, then it gets hot really easily. Okay.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
News flash. Home invasions are on the rise. It takes less than 10 seconds to kick in a door, but an average of 20 minutes for police to respond to an alarm. Even if you own a gun, 10 seconds is not enough time to protect your family. And what would happen to your family if you're not home? Easy Armor is the ultimate security solution. 85% of break-ins are through a door. Easy Armor reinforces all the key weak points on your door. The jamb, the lock area, and the hinges. If these areas aren't reinforced, you're not safe. Easy Armor has been tested and recommended by police. You can install Easy Armor in 30 minutes, and it comes with a lifetime warranty. Protect your home now with Easy Armor. Go to InvasionStopper.com to get real security for under 70 bucks. That's InvasionStopper.com. Easy Armor. Your security is our only business.
The most important thing you should have next to water and food is a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare fuel is the answer. With the harsh, bitterly cold winter that's predicted this year, it's more important than ever to have spare fuel on hand. Spare fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. It's also perfect for chainsaws, tractors, and other small gas engines. Use spare fuel alone, or mix it with any amount of regular gasoline to extend the supply of gas you do have on hand. Spare fuel is absolutely essential for unforeseen emergencies. Store spare fuel in your vehicle's trunk or cargo bay and use it in case you run out of gas on the highway. Unlike gasoline, spare fuel is also safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many, many years. For a special bulk pricing, go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com now.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Watch it.
I know there's something happening.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Oh, God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Boy, time really flies. Almost the first hour is almost gone. John Reagan's with us, and I want to mention meetup tonight, 4:45 to 8. Andrew's going to be on stage, and he's going to be talking about farming for profit. And you can bring your friends and family and your questions. And Janet Randall's going to be sitting in for me tonight. Janet Randall is the founder of Missouri Ozark Preppers. And she hosts a great meetup, and she's going to be taking my place tonight. I'm stuck at the farm. It's just been confirmed. We've got this fuel leak on this Dodge, and I'm trying to fix it. And so, one of our boys has my car. Another one of the boys has Mrs. Finelli's truck, and our spare truck has a blown head gasket. So I have all the parts for it. They should be here today, or they're coming. I've ordered them, but I guess over Thanksgiving we're going to be pulling heads off the 6.5 turbo diesel Chevy and Blazer, full-size Blazer. They only made about 500 of those. So it's kind of rare, and I love it, especially when it runs uphill as well as downhill. But that's down. And our vehicles are being used by the boys. So we're stuck at the farm. Janet Randall is kind and taking care of the meetup tonight at Jimmy's Egg, and we'll be talking about farming for profit. Andrew is going to be talking about it. And I'll tell you what, we had a fabulous seminar talking about the Underground Railroad. It still is in existence. And so if you need to move someone to safe parts of the country, you can do it through the Underground Railroad. And we're going to have a special broadcast about the Underground Railroad right here on USA Prepares. That'll be coming up. John Reagan, what's next?
Spy Tech. I've got five articles. The links are Tap and Steel, Dreamcatcher, Life is But a Stream, Remote Control, and The Telltale Heart. I'm going to go through these, and if you're not speechless, we'll discuss them. We have these new chipped cards that will allow thieves to be able to steal your information by just walking within 3 feet of you.
Yeah, we've got one.
We've got scanners that can record your dreams, much like the artificial life form did in the movie Prometheus. We have a website that lists over 70,000 webcams worldwide that you can look at because the owners haven't set anything besides the default password. We've got a study where they've allowed remote control of humans over the internet. One person has controlled another person's hand. And we've got a high-tech bracelet that uses your heartbeat basically as a ID so that you can use that to open doors, start cars, or even access your bank account.
Well, John, let's start with the tap-and-go technology. Now, these are credit cards that have RFID, correct?
Yes, it has the chip in them.
Yep, I have one. And you can get one of these credit cards that will let you in and out of Sam's Club. I happen to be a member of Sam's Club, and we have been for years and years and years. I'm not sure why, but we are. And that credit card has this bulge in it, and you can tell it's a little different from a regular credit card, and it has the RFID chip. And I asked the gal when I used it the first time several weeks ago in Springfield, Missouri, if what would happen if something didn't work with this chip. She said, well, we'd have to key it in by hand and be a real nuisance. But you get 5% back if you use this RFID embedded credit card at Sam's Club. And how do you prevent it from being pickpocketed? Let's talk about that when we come back. John Reagan and I will be back in a couple minutes after top of the hour news and commercials. But you can protect yourself if you have one of these RFID credit cards. You just need a little Faraday cage to keep it in. We'll talk about that when we come back. John Reagan, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
With all of the chaos in the news today about riots, financial bubbles, and pandemics, the time is now to stock up on your survival kits, emergency food, and water purification systems at endtimeswarehouse.com. Go there now and stock up on bioactive silver hydrosol from Sovereign Silver to support your immune system for all of its needs. Find everything you need to be prepared at endtimeswarehouse.com. Preparedness for the end times or anytime. endtimeswarehouse.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.